Hello and welcome. It's October soon. That's an exciting thought, isn't it? Imprisoning your cock for an entire month. Giving up all control over your cock, over your erections, over your masturbation, over your orgasms. An entire month where all you can do is just endure the building and growing arousal. It's an exciting thought, isn't it? Now the recording you're listening to right now will make sure that you will observe Locktober with a strict lock-up of your dick. So, if that's not what you want, stop this recording right now. If, however, you have a fantasy about Locktober, if you want to be locked during Locktober or lock yourself during Locktober, make sure that nobody disturbs you for the duration of this recording. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus completely on my voice. And let's put you into a deep trance. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color, and this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be, you desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation, focus on the control I already have, and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you are going to find that with every link you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain, And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar, have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body. My voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed and deep into trance and going deeper and deeper with every word I say, now that you're so deep, it's time for some reprogramming, or maybe simply some encouragement, because you know, next month is Locktober. Oh yeah, that's right, Locktober. And that thought does something to you, doesn't it? The thought of being locked up, imprisoned in a chastity device for the entire Locktober, having absolutely no control over your cock, no control over your sexuality, no control over your orgasms, not even the ability to touch yourself, to rub yourself, to stroke yourself, only being imprisoned in your tight chastity device the whole month of Locktober, only able to endure the growing desire, the growing need, the growing arousal. But that's exactly what you want to experience, isn't it? You want to know how horny you can be, and you want to experience how it feels to be that horny, because that's what it's really about, isn't it? Yeah, I know, the first few days will be really hard, especially if you are a compulsive masturbator and touching yourself all the time, and suddenly have to go cold turkey because it's impossible to rub your cock. But what you really want to experience, what you really crave, is the end of the Locktober, isn't it? When you are really horny, really needy, really desperate, when you're fully charged up with pleasure, you know, when your mind is swimming with lots of testosterone. Oh, and don't think that will by default make you more masculine or dominant or anything. Testosterone, at least in this context, is simply the hormone of desire. Oh yes. What does it mean? Well, your desires, your fantasies, your kinks, your fetishes will all be amplified, will all become stronger, oh yes. All the needs, all the kinky cravings that you have will just swirl around in your horny mind. That's the beauty of chastity. It's not like in all those stories out there. It doesn't make you a sissy, it doesn't make you gay, it doesn't make you anything. It just takes what you already are, the fantasies that you already have, and amplifies them. It just shows you what you really are. Oh yes. And you are here right now because you want to experience it, don't you? You want to experience being that charged up, having your brain swimming with testosterone, swimming with your fantasies, becoming who and what you really are, being helplessly forced by the chastity to accept your deepest fantasies and desire as you are lost in this haze of pleasure and need and heat. And that's what you want to experience, isn't it? That's why you're listening to this recording. And you know that your desire to do a Locktober, a full, complete month of chastity lockup, is already growing inside of you. And you're gonna find that the closer we get to Locktober, the stronger this desire is going to be. Every day, it will just become a little bit stronger, a little bit more intense, a little bit more controlling. You want to lock up for Locktober. And this conviction, this craving, this need to lock yourself in chastity for Locktober is simply growing inside of you. And you can feel it, can't you? You can feel the need to stay in chastity for all of Locktober building and growing inside of you. The need to surrender control over your cock for an entire month. To surrender control over your masturbation, over your orgasm. To surrender to imprisonment in chastity. Giving up all control for an entire month. The thought excites you, doesn't it? Of course it does. Because you want to experience a full Locktober. Because you know you want to experience the state of being really, really horny. Because the harder it becomes to stay in chastity, the more motivated you are. Because that's exactly what you want to experience. The state of being out of control. Of being controlled by your own fantasies, your own desires, fetishes and kink. Of having them taking more and more control over you, over your mind. That is what chastity does to you. And that's what you want to experience. And that's why you feel the desire to strictly observe Locktober and stay imprisoned in your chastity device for all of Locktober is growing inside of you. It's growing bigger and bigger by the moment. With every word I say, you can feel this desire building inside of you. And you're gonna find that once you're back from this trance, it will be there. A nagging desire to observe Locktober. A craving, a want that is growing inside of you and that will grow stronger and stronger, exponentially growing the closer Locktober comes, with every day building, swelling, growing inside of your mind. And there's nothing that you can do about it because you have listened to this recording for a reason. You are listening because you crave to observe Locktober, to stay imprisoned in your chastity belt for all of Locktober. And you know that the desire to experience a full Locktober in chastity was already there, deep inside of your mind. Otherwise, you wouldn't have chosen to listen to this recording right now. And you are listening. So all I'm doing is just empower this desire that is already there, making it stronger, giving it the power to neck you, to change you, to force you to turn your fantasy into a reality. And you can feel this deep, burning need to be in chastity for all Locktober growing inside of you, can't you? Of course you do. It's building. It's growing. And every day it will become stronger. Stronger and stronger. And because your subconscious mind knows how long it is until Locktober starts, it knows how quickly it has to escalate this need for chastity during all of Locktober, so that you will be in chastity when Locktober starts. Oh yes, not just locking up on the 1st of Locktober. Oh no, you will be in chastity when the 1st/2nd of the month starts. Because you know, if you do Locktober, you will do it right. You will stay in chastity for all of Locktober. And you will only unlock yourself in November. Of course, you can unlock yourself during October for cleaning. But afterward, the lock is going straight back. And no unnecessary touching during cleaning. Otherwise, you simply want to stay in your cage. You want to experience the cage. You want to be in the cage. You want to live with the cage. You want to experience the full experience of Locktober with all that it has to offer. All the desperate need, the craving, the wishing you could get hard, the wishing you could touch yourself, and of course, enduring all that. Because that's what you really want to experience, isn't it? As a matter of fact, you can feel deep inside of your mind that the harder it's going to be, the more motivated you will be. Because you know that is exactly the experience you want to do. It's not about having the cage on your cock. It's about the pleasure, the heat, the need that swirls in your mind, that controls your mind, that forces all your fantasies to the surface and immerses you into a state of heat and need. That's what you really want to experience, and that's why you will observe Locktober. You know it. You will observe it strictly. You will stay locked during all of Locktober. You will stay in your chastity belt right where you belong. Because you know, you believe in Locktober. You want to follow Locktober. And you crave to be locked up during all of Locktober. And these desires are deeply embedded in your mind and they will grow every day. Till Locktober starts, these desires will grow inside of you. And once Locktober starts, once you're locked up, this desire to observe Locktober strictly will stay with you, will keep you motivated. And you know, the harder it gets, the better it really becomes, because that's the experience you want to make. You want to be horny, you want to be desperately needy, controlled by your pleasure, controlled by your lust, and lost in the experience of chastity. and this deep desire is embedding itself in your mind. You know this year you will observe Locktober and nothing can stop you. This desire is deeply embedded in your mind and it's a strong one and it will grow every day. It will become stronger. It will drive you. It will drive you to lock yourself up. Maybe you already begin practicing wearing your chastity device in preparation for Locktober. Maybe you're getting a tighter chastity device for Locktober to enjoy it even more. You can feel it. You feel this desire growing and building deeply inside of your mind, and you will know that this craving for Locktober, this desire to observe Locktober, will control you, that you will give in to it, and there's nothing that you can do about it, because you know you will be locked up during Locktober. And you can feel the truth of those words as I say them, don't you? You can feel the conviction deep inside of your mind. Let me say it again. You will be locked up during all of Locktober. It feels good when I say it, doesn't it? Because you know it's true. Let me say it one more time. You will be locked up during all of Locktober. And as I say it, you simply know it's true, don't you? Of course it's true. That's why you're here. That's what you want. That's what you are going to experience. And your own subconscious mind will make sure that you will experience it. This craving, this need to lock up, will grow inside of you. And the more you try to fight it, the stronger it will become. Like an itch. That it's just getting worse the more you try to ignore it. And this itch, well, there's only one way to scratch it. Lock your dick up in a chastity device for all of Locktober. And now I'm going to get you out of this deep trance. In a moment I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake and aware. And with every number that I count, all my suggestions will sink deeper into your subconscious mind, becoming a part of you, changing you, driving you, and forcing you to observe Locktober with a strict lock-up. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly drifting back to the surface. 2. While all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your mind, you know they will change you. You know they will make you observe Locktober. 3. As you come back further and further. 4. More and more drifting up. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again as you completely wake up. 7. Pulse, breathing and blood pressure are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in now. And let it out. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. Thank you for letting me play with your mind, and I hope you're gonna enjoy being locked up for all of Locktober, because I'm sure you can feel this deep need to be locked up growing inside of you, can't you? Of course you do. Until next time, goodbye.